baby, I do.
Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Mondovi, Wabasha, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Istanbul, Turkey today, the first stop on his eight-country Middle East trip, trying to shore up support and keep the Israel-Hamas war from spreading in the region. ABC's chief global affairs correspondent Martha Raddatz has more.
Secretary Blinken wants to see progress on the delivery of humanitarian aid to Gaza and a reduction in civilian casualties, but he is also deeply concerned about the conflict spreading as attacks and counterattacks are on the rise far beyond Israel's borders.
Iranian officials say they've arrested 11 people in connection with this week's twin explosions and confirmed that both blasts were terrorist suicide attacks. Nearly 100 people were killed. The watchdog group Free Speech for People announcing it's filing a 14th Amendment challenge in Illinois. It's the latest effort by the group in states asking former President Trump's name be barred from appearing on the state ballot due to his role in the January 6th insurrection. This is ABC News. In her first interview since leaving prison earlier this week, convicted killer Gypsy Rose Blanchard spoke with ABC News about her role in her mother's murder in 2015.
Blanchard says she suffered from an addiction to painkillers and that it was a crutch.
It took me down a really dark path, but I felt like it was my only way to cope for a time.
Her mother was accused of medically abusing Blanchard through her childhood.
She had a lot of demons herself that she was struggling with. I didn't want her dead. I just wanted out of my situation.
For his role in the murder, Blanchard's ex-boyfriend's serving a life sentence. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
A classic board game now powered by artificial intelligence, Hasbro has released an online version of Trivial Pursuit. But unlike the traditional board game, the questions are generated by AI based on the player's interests and suggestions. It comes after Mattel released Pictionary AI back in September. Michelle Franzen, ABC News.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With Venture X, earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy and turn everyday purchases into extraordinary trips. Plus, receive premium travel benefits like access to over 1,300 airport lounges where you just check in and chill out. Open up a world of possibilities with Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.
Start the new year off with a bang of big savings during the Omaha Steaks end-of-season event. You can stock up on all your favorites and get 50% off site-wide. That's 50% off perfectly aged tender steaks, juicy burgers, decadent desserts, and even classic comfort meals. Go to OmahaSteaks.com, and when you use code QUALITY at checkout, you'll get an extra $30 off your order. That's OmahaSteaks.com, promo code QUALITY at checkout for an extra $30 off your order. Minimum purchase may apply.
Omaha Steaks, America's original...
This ice fishing season, make Ryan's Sports Shop in downtown Durand your first stop before you head out onto the ice. Ryan's has rods from St. Croix, jigs from Scandia, panfish plastics, and more. Find that perfect spot with the Garmin Striker Plus ice bundle with a built-in Garmin chip and sonar where you can create your own ice fishing maps. Plus, Ryan's has augers from Strike Master and K-Drill. Whether you're an expert or a beginner, get all of your ice fishing supplies at Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Small chances of spotty snow showers and flurries today. Otherwise, cloudy and calm. Before the shot of snow pushes in overnight tonight and into tomorrow, around a trace to 1 inch of accumulation is possible. The system kicks on out of here by Sunday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. A settlement for displaced tenants of a Milwaukee apartment building. Ted Allen has more.
Tuesday, a Milwaukee County judge awarded former tenants at the community within the corridor $25,000 each. The tenants were forced to evacuate the building on the city's northwest side last March after health officials detected toxic levels of the carcinogen trichloroethylene, or TCE, inside. The displaced tenants filed a class action lawsuit against the developers of the complex, alleging they ignored warnings from the state prior to opening the building to occupancy.
A Northeast Wisconsin woman is going to prison for embezzling money from a tribal housing agency. The Department of Justice says Karen Johnson of Cumberland stole over $200,000 from the St. Croix Chippewa Housing Authority from 2014 to 2019. Johnson used her position for the agency to write herself personal checks. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Senator Devin Lemieux, you're the majority leader of the Wisconsin State Senate, and you've talked a lot about the importance of election integrity. Well, right now, we have a big problem. You see, there's a guy on the Wisconsin Election Commission named Robert Spindell, and Robert Spindell was one of the 10 fake electors in Wisconsin whose actions were part of an effort to overturn the 2020 election results and undermine the will of the people. Yet Robert Spindell still sits on the most powerful election commission in the state, the Wisconsin Election Commission. Well, why is that, Senator? Senator Lemieux, you have the power to remove Robert Spindell by rescinding his Wisconsin Election Commission appointment. Wisconsin can't allow someone whose actions helped undermine the integrity of our elections to have any role in running them. That's why those of us at All Voting is Local Action Wisconsin fact-checked and paid for this ad at firebob.com.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnekins. News this hour being brought to you by Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center, Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, Durand. SFB Security Financial Bank, Durand, River Falls, Eau Claire, Ladysmith, Bloomer, and Black River Falls, and Shaw's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. A Nelson man will not face prison time after a plea agreement with prosecutors. In November of 2022, Highway 35 in Nelson was shut down during a standoff with Samuel Holmes after he was accused of threatening Buffalo County Health and Human Services employees regarding visitation with his child. He also had sent threatening emails to a Lutheran Social Services employee. Holmes pled guilty to bail jumping, was sentenced to 2 years probation, and must maintain complete sobriety. Charges of making terroristic threats were dismissed. A Barron County woman will head to prison for 1 year after stealing from one of Wisconsin's Indian tribes. A federal judge yesterday sentenced 55-year-old Karen Johnson to a year and a day in federal prison. She stole over $200,000 from the St. Croix Chippewa Indians. She worked as a clerk in the tribe's housing authority, and investigators say she wrote herself checks and cashed phony invoices to line her pockets. The judge said Johnson needed to go to jail because the money she stole was supposed to go to people in need. The two out-of-state experts who will likely redraw Wisconsin's political maps could very easily cost the state six figures each. The state Supreme Court has okayed a contract to pay the two experts up to $100,000 apiece, but that number could go higher. The contract says the court can spend more if it need be. The experts are being brought in to redraw the political maps for the Wisconsin legislature after the Supreme Court tossed them out just before Christmas. The court said those maps were too favorable for Republicans. Wisconsin taxes are slightly up, but steady in 2023. New data from the Wisconsin Policy Forum says the state and local burden rose about 4.04% to an even 10% compared to last year. Now, the forum says the rates have been declining as a whole for the past 50 years. Paid federal and state taxes are expected to decrease 1.8% in the coming year. You're listening to WRDN News.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB. Bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Folding a fitted sheet, programming the thermostat, matching your socks. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with an auto owner's insurance independent agent, getting the right coverage for your home doesn't have to be one of them. So you can get back to more important things, like finding that missing sock. That's simple human sense.
Your hometown auto owner's insurance agents working for you. The Jerry Thompson Insurance Agency, downtown Durand.
The Mondovi School District is inviting area businesses to have a booth at the Mondovi High School Career Fair. The fair will be held on March 14th at the high school starting at 9 a.m. Now, along with Mondovi High School students, students from Durand, Gilmanton, and Osseo Fairchild will also be in attendance. For those that have questions, they are to contact Erica Zur of CESA 10 or contact the Mondovi School District. The University of Wisconsin's president said he fired UW La Crosse's chancellor because of, quote, another occupation which requires your personal attention, unquote. That's one of the lines of the full termination letter to now former Chancellor Joe Gao. The UW released that letter yesterday. University President Jay Rothman fired Gao December 27th after Gao's porn videos came to light. Gao and his wife made and distributed several videos on several different adult websites. The letter also fully explains the process for Gao's future with the university, including the possibility that he might be fired as a professor as well. Wisconsin's RSV death toll is now up to 14. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services yesterday said there have been 14 deaths so far this season. The number includes two children. Doctors say RSV typically peaks this time of year, and the very young and very old are always more susceptible to respiratory infections. There are RSV vaccines, including one for older people, one for pregnant women, and one for babies. According to the Pepin County Health Department here in western Wisconsin, RSV infections are still trending high. Young people in Wisconsin will be allowed to stay on state medical programs for an entire year under new guidelines. The new federal rules require Badger Care Plus and other Medicaid programs to keep people under the age of 19 covered for a full year, even if their families leave programs or if they no longer meet requirements. Department of Health Services Secretary Kristen Johnson says the changes ensure that children will be able to have stable access to wellness screenings, medical services, and vaccinations, regardless of their parents' status. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport, Mondovi.
Ovi.
Your schedule is busy enough with your job and the family. Don't worry about keeping your vehicle's maintenance up to date. Let Adams Super Service of Durand do that for you with SmartFlow. You'll see what your vehicle needs along with a detailed inspection that's emailed directly to you. With SmartFlow from Adams Super Service, you'll be able to follow your vehicle's maintenance and needs throughout the life of your vehicle. And it's never been easier or more convenient to keep your vehicle ready for even the busiest schedules. Visit AdamsSuperService.com to schedule your appointment. Your Napa Gold Certified Car Care Center is Adams Super Service of Durand.
Another Minnesota dog sled race is being canceled due to that state's unseasonably warm weather. The Lake Minnetonka Klondike Dog Derby announced yesterday they would pull the plug on next month's event. Organizers say current conditions and the long-range weather forecast make it unlikely that the race could be held successfully. Other big wintertime events have also been canceled around Minnesota due to the warmer temperatures and lack of snow, including the Bear Grease Sled Dog Marathon and the Minnesota Ice Festival. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Small chances of spotty snow showers and flurries today. Otherwise, cloudy and calm. Before the shot of snow pushes in overnight tonight and into tomorrow, around a trace to 1 inch of accumulation is possible. The system kicks on out of here by Sunday. Grandpa's barbecue sauce, made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Get yours now at grandpasbbqshop.com. Currently, it's 31 degrees.
So you're in the middle of a kitchen update, and you can't tell if that's a faucet stem or a flange. With the Home Depot app, doing doesn't miss a beat. It'll find what you need in a snap, and it'll show you how to find it in store with a tap. Or get it delivered free. For doing that doesn't stop, download the Home Depot app. It's made for doing.
Hi, this is Scott Trout of Cordell & Cordell. There are a lot of great dads out there. Sometimes those dads get divorced. For more than 30 years, we've represented men in divorce, confronting the pitfalls that could devastate your finances or harm your family relationships. While every situation is different, our goal is to get the best outcome for you and your kids. Visit CordellCordell.com to take the first step.
Schedule an appointment with one of Cordell & Cordell's Madison area attorneys. 1110 Fourier Drive, Suite 120, Madison, Wisconsin, 53717.
Several teams are hoping to clinch playoff berths in the final week of the NFL season, including the Packers, who face a must-win scenario against the Bears at Lambeau Field. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Packers quarterback Jordan Love.
That's what you play for, right? Play for these moments, these opportunities to play in the competitive games. You want to be playing these games to have a chance to go to the playoffs, and so that's exactly where we're at. And I think everybody's excited for it, but it's going to be fun.
Bucks are off tonight. They'll resume their road trip tomorrow night at Houston against the Rockets. Milwaukee held off the Spurs 125-121 last night. Fifth-ranked Badger men's hockey team shooting for their eighth straight win tonight. They'll square off against Notre Dame in South Bend. On the women's side, after nearly a month off, the Badger women will host Merrimack in a two-game non-conference series starting tonight at LeBron Arena. College basketball tomorrow, number 21 Wisconsin hosting Nebraska in Big Ten action at the Kohl Center. Seventh-ranked Marquette visits Seton Hall. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Did you know that feeling sluggish or weighed down could be a sign that your digestive system isn't working at its best? Taking Metamucil every day can help. Metamucil fiber powders help promote your daily digestive health using a plant-based fiber called psyllium. The gelling action of this special fiber traps and removes waste so you can feel lighter and more energetic. Metamucil, promoting digestive health for a better you. Learn more at Metamucil.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Don't miss out on limited-time appliance deals during the closeout event at Lowe's. Get up to 35% off select major appliances. Plus, save an extra $100 when you spend $999 or more on all major appliances. Hurry, these deals are too good to last long. Shop in-store or online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid 1-4 through 1-24. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for details.
SVG is set to double up in Daytona. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
Do you have an unused car, truck, motorcycle, boat, or RV taking up space? Put it to good use by donating it to the NASCAR Foundation. Proceeds help fund medical resources for children in our racing community. Your wheels can heal. Call 844-NASCAR-9 and we'll come tow away your vehicle for free. The process is quick and your gift is tax deductible. Call 844-NASCAR-9 to donate your vehicle to the NASCAR Foundation today. Your donation will help our children survive and thrive.
On February 4th, the stage will be set once again because the Busch Light Clash is coming back to the Coliseum as NASCAR kicks off its season with a bang. LA's finest and NASCAR's fastest will put on a show that will finish under the lights and live for years to come. Busch Light Clash at the Coliseum, February 4th, 2024. Get your tickets now at NASCARClash.com.
Following his win in last summer's NASCAR Cup Series race at the Chicago Street Course, Shane Van Gisbergen is set to race full-time this year in the NASCAR Xfinity Series with Colleague Racing. That season begins in February at Daytona. It was also announced this week that Van Gisbergen will drive in the ARCA Menard Series season opener that same day for Pinnacle Racing Group. Both races will be held on Saturday, February 17th. Van Gisbergen is set to take part in a multi-day ARCA test next week at the track. In other news, Young's Motorsports announced that it will field a full-time entry in the NASCAR Xfinity Series this season with 18-year-old Leland Honeyman Jr. as their driver. The pair raced together last year in the ARCA East Series. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing.
It is possible to trick Mother Nature in the winter. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Bring springtime and lots of color into your home by forcing flowering tree and shrub branches into bloom as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
In most areas of the country, this is the dead of winter. It's cold and bleak, and spring seems so far away. If you have early spring flowering trees or shrubs, you can remove a few of the branches and force them to bloom inside. Forsythia, flowering dogwood, magnolia, and even fruit trees are just a few species that could brighten up your home with color. Rosie Lerner is an extension horticulturist at Purdue University. She says after a period of at least 8 weeks of temperatures below 40 degrees, branches can be cut and forced into bloom. The later in the winter you cut them, the shorter the forcing time becomes. Look for branches that are starting to plump up with buds, but don't go crazy with the shears.
You want to, of course, think about the fact that you're cutting the branches off of landscape plant that you want to look good. You don't want to just, you know, ravage it by, you know, removing lots and lots of twigs and then have an awful looking shrub out there.
Cut each branch just above a vegetative bud, meaning one that's going to become a shoot with leaves on it. After you bring them indoors, make a second cut on a slant just above the previous cut and stick them in a vase of water. Adding a floral preservative isn't necessary, but it won't hurt either.
Depending on what species it is, it may be 2 weeks between cutting and blooming. It could be 4 weeks. It really depends on which species you're talking about and how close you were to the plant's natural bloom time. The closer you are to its normal bloom time, the faster this forcing will go.
Lerner recommends keeping your branches away from strong sunlight and in room temperatures from the mid-60s to low 70s. Find more tips for forcing branches for winter color at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
You've heard the buzz about IT jobs and cybersecurity and AI, right? Why not prepare for a career in these fields and take advantage of the high demand? You can enjoy a more rewarding and recession-resistant lifestyle. Train in just a few short months at My Computer Career. Are you a veteran, active duty military, or already in IT? Skill up for positions employers need to fill. Go to mycomputercareer.edu and take the free career evaluation. That's mycomputercareer.edu. Financial aid is available for qualified students, including the GI Bill.
34 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with this midday market update at the Mercantile Exchange. February milk down 3 to 1559. March down 9 to 1623. April down 6 to 1706. May milk down 7 at 1768. Cheese markets today, barrels down a half to 141. 40-pound blocks down 2 to 143.5. 14 trade a barrel, 2 trade a block on the day. Cash butter down 7.5 to 257.5. 4 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 3 quarters to 117.25. 9 trades on the day. Dry whey up a half to 41.25. No trades on the day. Meanwhile, live and feeder cattle markets continue to move mostly lower. The intensity of the market has slowed as of the midday, as the traders are still trying to find a market equilibrium following strong gains early in the week with only limited cash. Feeder cattle are also moving mostly lower as well. The pressure in the nearby futures trade over the past 3 days has not totally eroded the gains, but the week is ending on much more of a neutral status. Hog markets are continuing to move higher. The underlying buying interest, which started to actively move into what has long been considered an oversold market, is evident, but buy orders seem to be thinning here at the end of the week, allowing early gains to erode ever so slightly. February live cattle down 27 cents to 170.85. April down 52 cents to 173.77. June down 77 cents to 170.77. January feeder cattle down $1.37 to 223.30. March down $1.07 to 224.50. April down $1.25 to 230.02. February hogs up 67 cents to 69.72. April up $1.02 to 75.97. May up 95 cents to 82.75. Chicago Board of Trade corn markets moving mostly lower as the daily wire was quiet as the weekly sales were at a marketing year low over the holiday week. Meanwhile, soybeans also moving mostly lower. The rain in Brazil pressuring the markets. Also, further developments with spring weekly sales being at a marketing year low, helping to pressure prices. Wheat markets, meanwhile, they are moving mostly higher. There's still some continued light buying interest after the midweek bounce as the funds continue to expand some of their long positions. March and May corn both down 5.75. March at 460.75. May 473.25. July down 5.25 to 483.5. New crop down 5 at 493.75. January beans down 6.75 to 1255.25. March down 9 to 1258.5. May down 10.25 to 1266.25. November down 11.25 to 1209.5. January soybean meal down $10 to $3.71.20. January soybean oil down 34 cents to $47.54. Chicago wheat, March and May both up 1.5. March at 6.15, May 6.26. July up 1.25 to 6.33.25. Minneapolis wheat, March up 0.5 to 7.11.75. May up 1.5 to 7.21.5. Energy markets today, February crude oil up $1.37 to $73.56. March up $1.23 to $73.59. February and March gas both steady. February at $2.11, March at $2.13. That's National Markets. Join Chip Flurry for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number two of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at RealCountry1430.com. Every tractor owner knows that support and service after the sale is what makes a good tractor company great. That's what you can count on from LS Tractor. An extensive dealer network gives you convenient access to genuine LS Tractor factory parts and factory-trained technicians, keeping you in the tractor, not in the waiting room. Schedule your service with Synergy Co-op, your LS Tractor Certified Service Center. LS Tractor, simply more.
Customer-owned, community-minded, Synergy Co-op.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. As the 2023 year ended, dairy prices were on a down note. But what's ahead for 2024 for the dairy industry? We'll find out more coming up.
Take a trip to the grocery store, and you'll pay record high prices for food, while multinational corporations rake in massive profits. Meanwhile, the farmer's share of the food dollar is only 15 cents. Farmers Union is fighting for laws in the Farm Bill, like a competition title, that promote fair markets. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Dairy prices did end 2023 on a down note. Katie Burgess, Director of Risk Management for Ever.Ag, talks about the 2024 outlook.
Our expectations for prices next year is kind of middle of the road. We expect it to be better than 2023, but it's kind of a tightrope. Globally, milk supply is starting to tighten up a little bit. So if supply is tighter, maybe that means higher prices. But we are still really concerned about global dairy demand. We see places like China buying a lot less, Southeast Asia, Japan is taking less product. And all of those are big customers of dairy generally and for us in the U.S.
Success in the new year will depend on higher demand for dairy products.
If demand doesn't pick up, it could be another year of soft prices. And I think the lesson of 2023 was that prices could fall even further than you expect based on what we saw this summer. We always encourage producers to consider dairy margin protection program via the FSA office or dairy revenue protection insurance, because you can never say for sure what the future holds. So having some downside protection is really important.
The coming year will also have consumer demand being focused on the economy. Will the Federal Reserve really lower interest rates in the coming year? There's also the geopolitical issues with the situation going on in the Middle East, and also the situation between Ukraine and Russia. And of course, we'll have to also watch all of that production in not only the European Union, but in Oceania. For more information, you can contact Katie at ever.ag. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm Farm Broadcaster Brian Winnikins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit WICorn.org and become a member today.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnikins. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture has identified a case of highly pathogenic avian influenza in a commercial flock in Washburn County. The Department of Ag and U.S. Department of Agriculture are working closely with the animal health officials on a joint incident response. The affected premises will not move poultry products, and birds in the property will be depopulated to prevent the spread of the disease. Birds from the flock will not enter the food system. Now, the Wisconsin Department of Ag continues to urge all poultry owners to implement strong biosecurity measures to protect their birds from the disease. change coming to the Jenny O plant in Barron County. The company said that the plant will no longer harvest turkeys. Instead, the plant in Barron will focus on other tasks, including smoking, cooking, canning, curing, refining, or rendering products. No one will lose their jobs because of the change. Jenny O says it's making the change to focus on demand from customers. That transition will begin next month. The California Department of Food and Agriculture says there are more than 1,250 agriculture producers and distributors in compliance with Proposition 12. After multiple delays brought on by court challenges and the need for a Supreme Court ruling, Prop 12 is now in effect. The CDFA says more than 1,250 producers are prepared to meet the state's demand for cage-free eggs and crate-free pork after the measure took full effect January 1st. California voters initially approved Prop 12 in November of 2018, with the provisions originally intended to be in place by January of 2022. Final implementation of Prop 12 not only provides the prospect of dramatically better living conditions for pigs in U.S. agriculture, but it would also provide a critical market for thousands of pig farmers who don't rely on crates as routine animal housing practices. That, according to Wayne Pacelli, a Prop 12 architect and president of the Animal Wellness Action. A USDA report says December weather was a mixed bag for winter wheat producers. Timely precipitation in major wheat-growing states like Kansas, Colorado, Oklahoma, and Arkansas boosted the crop. In Kansas, the top-producing state, about 43% of the hard red crop was in good or excellent condition in December. 36% was in fair condition, with the rest poor to very poor. An average of 2.7 inches of rain fell in Oklahoma last month, with more than 3 inches in west central counties. While no condition report was available, 22% of that state was suffering from drought, down from 47% 3 months earlier and 90% a year ago. In Colorado, 61% of the winter wheat crop was in good or excellent condition, up from 50% last year. In Arkansas, where soft red winter wheat is grown, topsoil moisture was at 69% surplus and 26% adequate. Farmers in Dunn County are invited to a FSA meet and greet event that will be held next Tuesday at the USDA office in Menominee. The Farm Service Agency and Natural Resource Conservation Service will offer a treasure trove of tools to boost your operation, like low-interest loans, crop insurance, infrastructure cost shares, and more. Now, you can pre-register for the event at GoFarmConnect.org. That's GoFarmConnect.org. The event is not just for Dunn County farmers. Residents and staff from Eau Claire, Chippewa, and Barron counties are also welcome to join and discover some of the things that FSA offers. That, again, is a meet-and-greet event this coming Tuesday at the USDA offices in Menominee. Again, register at GoFarmConnect.org. Women in Ag Tech announced its second in-person meeting at January 21st and 22nd that will take place during the Vision Conference at the Glendale Hotel in Phoenix. Women in Ag Tech continues to champion opportunities for women in agriculture technology and foster a vibrant community through mentorship, idea exchanges, and collaborations. The event promises an enriching experience for attendees, featuring keynote address, panel discussions, and interactive sessions led by industry professionals. Just visit the Women in Ag Tech website for more information. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnikins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA. That's this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
You know, our lives are busy, and at times it's hard to seize an opportunity, especially one that's good for us. Eating fresh fruits and vegetables from Duran Fresh Market is simple and good for your health. Strapped for time? Duran Fresh Market has all the ingredients for a healthy meal for your family that can be prepared in under 10 minutes. Today and every day, Duran Fresh Market is filled with hundreds of healthy options, including locally grown items. Hometown proud, Duran Fresh Market, downtown Durand.
The clouds stick around today in our ag weather forecast. We even could see some flurries as well. Now, some chances of snow will begin tonight and into Saturday. And we even could see some snow later on next week. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today. A slight chance of some flurries. Highs 30 to 35. Relative humidities at 68 to 73%. Could see about an hour of sunshine today. Tonight, mostly cloudy. A 50% chance of snow. Lows 23 to 28. Relative humidities at 95 to 100%. South winds at 5 to 9. For Saturday, mostly cloudy. A slight chance of snow. Highs 31 to 36, relative humidities at 71 to 76%. South winds at 5 to 9. We'll see about 2 hours of sunshine. For Sunday, partly sunny, highs 25 to 30. Monday, mostly cloudy, highs 30 to 35. Tuesday, cloudy, a slight chance of snow, highs 30 to 35. Wednesday, mostly cloudy, highs 25 to 30. And for Thursday, cloudy, a chance of snow, highs 20 to 25.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
She's been going out with him. She's been going out with me. Said she'd let us know by tonight which one it would be. So I waited by the phone, but she never called me up. Had to know what was going on, so I drove by her house. And sure enough, that ain't my truck in her drive. Man, this ain't my day tonight. Looks like she's in love and I'm out of love. That ain't my shadow on her wall. Lord, this don't look good at all. That's my girl, my whole world, but that ain't my truck. I pulled over by the curb. I've been sitting here all night, wondering what it was I did so wrong that he did so right. I thought of breaking down the door, but there's nothing left to say. That Chevy 4x4 says it all, sitting in my place. That ain't my truck in her drive. secret that lately there ain't no escaping, that I've been waking up alone. Just me and the TV and a sinking feeling that you ain't ever coming home. But today, the tears ain't gonna hit the floor, 'cause the boat's in the bay. Heartbreak and tuck it away, save it for a rainy day. When I turned the ignition, I knew I'd been missing the feel of the wind on my face. I was stuck in a habit of wondering what happened, too busy taking all the blame. Not a dream or two is a foolproof remedy. It's a beautiful world with a beautiful girl, kind of making eyes at me. 'Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue, beer's too cold to be thinking about. You're gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away, save it for a rainy day. Yeah, the music's too good, my friends are all out, and they're all too high to be bringing them down. If they ask about you, I got nothing to say, I'll save it for a rainy day. There'll be plenty of time for whys and whys and how'd I let you get away. But the lying in bed all stuck in my head is just gonna have to wait. 'Cause the sun's too bright, the sky's too blue, beer's too cold to be thinking about. You gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away, save it for a rainy day. Yeah, the music's too good, my friends are all out, and they're all too high to be bringing them down. If they ask about you, I got nothing to say, I'll save it for a rainy day. Gonna take this heartbreak and tuck it away, save it for a rainy day.
Eagles. From all of us at Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
She was in the backyard, say it was a little past nine, when a prince pulled up a white pickup truck. Old enough, and you can't stop love. She stuck a note on the screen door, sorry but I got to go, and that was all she wrote. Her mama's heart was broke, and that was all she wrote. So the story.
Tanner Prince pulled up. A white pickup truck, plenty old enough. And you can't stop love. No, you can't fence time. And you can't stop love.
Pretty girls go by, but none have been right up until today. I would never settle down, but you keep coming around. And your love is a miracle, it's spiritual. Got here just in time. It's visible, even to a heart that's blind like mine. Out in the wildlife, a lot of people telling lies, looking right in your eyes, and up until tonight, I was always on the prowl, but now I'm settling down. Cause your love is a miracle, it's spiritual, stands the test of time. Your love is a miracle, it's visible, even to a heart that's blind like mine. What you're doing to me, everyone can see that you're everything I need. Cause your love is a miracle, it's spiritual, got here just in time. Your love is a miracle, it's visible, even to a heart that's blind like mine.
Brian Winnikens keeps you updated on farm news and markets throughout the day on Rio Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
Say
like a watercolor painted sky. You think heaven's doors have opened, you'll understand why God made those flyover states. Take a ride.
Street, there was music everywhere. I can see us there in the happy little foreign town where the stars hung upside down, a half a world away, far, far away. Don't believe that. Come along with me. Come on and dance with me. Well, maybe if I hold you close, baby, we could just let go of these things that tie us down. We'll come back around.
We'll be right back.
station so good, you'll want to set two presets.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
He turned 35 last Sunday, and his hair he found some gray. But he still ain't changed his lifestyle. He likes it better the old way. So he grows a little garden in the backyard by the fence. He's consuming what he's growing nowadays in self-defense. He gets out there in the twilight zone sometimes.